Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Maayan Keren Tzur, head of research in the Strategy Division at the Israel Innovation Authority. A survey you were involved in indicates that about half of just over 400 relatively young Israeli high-tech startups see themselves as possibly going under within 6 months. What's the problem? Has the coronavirus pandemic affected personnel? Has it created logistics bottlenecks? Frightened investors made banks wary?
First, the Israeli tech ecosystem is still in a very good position. Our 2019 report, which was published 2 months ago, shows records in the scope of capital raising during 2019, which totaled at $9 billion, indicating that a significant number of the companies have sufficient cash flows to give them some breathing room. Regarding the survey, 51% of the survey's startups were in pre-seed and seed stages, and 22% reached stage A, which are all at quite early stages. These companies depend mainly on investors, and some of them were in the process of raising additional funds. Now, the survey shows that 90% reported a slowdown in funding processes, and 40% a complete freeze of the process, a trend that we hope will reverse as quickly as possible.
One finding that caught my eye had to do with the availability of further funding. Just over half of the startups participating in the survey said they had turned to investors for more money. Of these, over 80% said their investors either turned them down or said they needed more time to think. High-tech investors are considered to be among the most daring among the investment crowd. What does this have to say about their state of mind? Have they lost their nerve? Have they lost their money?
Investors tend to hold their horses every crisis, and that's common. We saw the same trend during the previous crises, such as the 2008 crisis and the dot-com crisis. During these times, it is natural that investors would calculate their way ahead, but we still hope that they will continue to back up good companies. It is important to note that the survey also shows that half of the companies didn't turn to investors for further funding, and that's good news, which means that about half of the companies are still standing on their feet.
You are listening to Maayan Keren Tzur, head of research in the Strategy Division at the Israel Innovation Authority. In April, the government promised about $180 million in aid to the country's high-tech sector. What happened to that money? Did it arrive? Has it helped? Should governments do more?
The government rescue plan for the tech industry had two phases. Phase one, dealing with the health crisis, which meant that as soon as the COVID-19 pandemic reached Israel, the authority headed a collaboration with relevant government and industry organizations and issued a joint call for proposal for R&D and demos of systems, products, or technological solutions designed to cope with the challenges created by COVID-19. Phase two was all about dealing with the financial crisis, which included 500 million Israeli shekels to what we call the Fast Track Grants Plan, which will facilitate quick intervention of government investments in excellent companies with significant assets that are facing now cash flow difficulties. The second thing we did was that we just announced on the plan to incentivize institutional investors to invest in high-tech growth companies, and we do that by protecting their losses.
What happens to the high-tech ecosystem where an entire stratum runs into such trouble? What kind of a setback might this mean to the sector overall?
At the end of the day, the Israeli tech ecosystem depends on the global ecosystem, so it would be affected by global trends. Experience teaches us that during a global crisis, there will be a significant decrease in revenues, both for software companies and for tangible goods companies, especially during this crisis. So we are more concerned on the demand side. When we asked companies that reached the sales stage how their revenues were affected, About a third of the smallest companies reported a major hit on the demand side, which meant 76 to 100% loss of their revenues. This, as you can imagine, has an impact and can lead to having to let go of people and to companies' closure, which are clearly consequences that we would like to prevent. And that is why we are determined to continue our support of the Israeli tech industry and innovation.
Mayan Karen Tsur, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.